You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To Football Monday with the Michael K. Show. Presented by Infinity and Slomans.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Hey.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to start off ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
I had to pee so bad. I thought I was going to go in my pants.
And the way he said it.
To Don. To Don.
Can I contribute one for myself?
When I get there, I see it there. Don't you worry about it. Can I do it all? I saw it pop right up on the screen. I know we're gone. And good evening to Don.
Get Flip on the phone right now. Immediately.
And good evening to Michael and myself. Do you want to ride yourself with the story's going?
That I left with her?
No.
Had a throttle?
And to the caller.
I've been a Yankees fan since 1944.
To the same caller.
You've got to stop talking about beards.
And to the caller.
It's boring.
That, you know what? That could later be good.
I didn't care
it's
for him.
It's boring.
I know, but it was funny. And to Danny.
What is your take on sausage?
I told you. I told you.
What is your take on sausage?
All right. And Don, on this moment in show history, Michael, you know what it is today?
No.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo. The 5th of February.
That was Wait, now, that was on Cinco de Mayo, or that was on February 5th?
That was on February 5th.
Why would you say
it was? I don't know.
Out of his mind.
During COVID, we were home.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
What was I thinking? I wonder what the list was. Now I'm curious.
Can you please pull up? That reminds me of Don's doing math when Michael asks him to do math on the amount of series one.
Doubleheaders, I think.
On doubleheaders. Yeah. It's when Don has that. Because when Don has a bad one, like most of me and Michael's are like a just get it wrong quickly. Don's come with a certain level of confidence when he says
it. No, I say it with conviction.
Yeah.
But just going
back. Can he do it again?
Going back to the cut with you and Michael, I'm not sure there was a word between you. That was said.
Do you know where I just thought the story's going?
That I left with her?
No.
Had a throttle?
I don't think he...
Yeah, what are we
what
saying?
What were you saying? Like, you're both having a stroke. Listen.
Do you know where I just thought the story's going?
That I left with her?
No.
Had a throttle?
Yeah, like, if you
it's
popped
it's
in...
the babbling of two maniacs.
If you were just flipping around the dial, you'd think, this is, I don't know what language, but it's not English.
No, we're on stroke radio. And that's not what it sounds like.
I think it's something different when you say stroke radio. Very suggestive poems.
Stroke radio. But by the way, not to be confused with HOC radio.
No.
Remember HOC radio?
No.
When there's no camera, you can have HOC radio.
Yeah.
Which is not to be confused with stroke radio.
Don's turning red again.
We may have lost him. We may have lost him.
The Yankees have played 7 doubleheaders this year, Don and Peter. That's 14 games. What do you think their record is?
6-1.
This is after I said that's 14 games.
Yeah. Well, no, but wait a minute. Wait
it makes
a minute.
Sense, though.
You're right. I got that wrong, but when you said the 7 doubleheaders,
he
I was
said
thinking
6-1.
6-1. So there was good math in there somewhere.
So you are saying that every one of the 7 doubleheaders was a sweep. There wasn't one
right,
split.
Right, that's what
in
I was
there.
Saying. Interesting. That was the misunderstanding.
We've covered a lot. Stroke radio.
What is your take on sausage?
All right, let's keep it moving. Stephen A. Smith has apparently changed his tune on your New York Knickerbockers.
Oh, stop it. I don't want to hear it.
We can't rule out the possibility that the New York Knicks can win the East. Bottom line is this. You got a league MVP candidate in Jalen Brunson. As far as I'm concerned, if he finishes as a top two seed in the East, he will be in line to capture league MVP honors. That's number one. Number two, look at Boston jacking up 44 threes a game. Look at Milwaukee. Can't play defense. Can't stop a cold right now. I don't know why. Look at the Miami Heat. You got Big Perk with his crazy self talking about trading Jimmy Butler. You got some stuff going on with that. And the Philadelphia 76ers, we don't even know when Joel Embiid is going to be available. So the opportunity is right because Julius Randle ain't gonna be out for the season. Mitchell Robinson expected to be back. OG and Anobi, which has the Knicks as the number one team in defensive efficiency since he arrived, he's here. I'm taking into account all of those things, along with the leadership that Brunson is providing, the coaching, exceptional coaching, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, that Tom Thibodeau is providing. And I'm telling you right now, the New York Knicks should make it to the conference finals, and they got a chance, because as great as Tatum and Brown is, even with Porzingis and Holiday and White in the lineup, if you're jacking up 44 threes a game and that's how you plan on winning the East, I just don't know.
I know how he does it.
Oh, the amount of words?
The amount of words he gets them words. He says every day. I don't know how he does. He's phenomenal.
Well, guys, you want to hear from Brian Windhorst and see what he had to say?
Is he in sea or in space?
He was on land.
Oh.
It was on the Hoops Collective podcast, and he had a lot to say about what was going on with LeBron James and a Knicks towel in the postgame.
I am fascinated by the passive-aggressive theater that we've got going on here with LeBron and the Lakers. And not only is he in full LeBron trade deadline special, I mean, this is becoming as standard for the first week of February as Punxsutawney Phil, where LeBron is, you know, being passive-aggressive against his team trying to force a trade. I can't help but be drawn in by it with the emojis and the passive-aggressive interviews. And out of the whole LeBron bag of tricks, leaving the court at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night wearing the Knicks towel. Obviously, LeBron often wears towels, okay? And this is why it's so brilliant, because he has perfect deniability. He can just be like, I just put a towel around my shoulders. What are you talking about? You guys are out of your mind. But LeBron, this is what he excels at. He computes all this stuff. Of course, he was cognizant and aware that he was putting on a towel that said New York Knicks. And why would he mess with the Knicks? Because he was using the Knicks as a tool to pressure the Lakers.
And he also wore orange sneakers. That's not Lakers colors. I said this earlier. If I'm the Lakers, I go, we're not making a deal. Well, what do you want? Well, what are you going to do? Leave? I mean, we keep hearing he went to L.A. for his post-playing career, which I think is still 4 or 5 years off. He's not doing it. He can put as much pressure on him as he really thinks. Like Jeannie Buss is shaking in the boots.
Right around a time where they've two huge wins.
Right. Yeah, and you kind of. I thought I'm so stupid. When I initially read the headline, I thought it meant like leading up to the game, he had put like he was trying to put pressure on them to like get something out of the Lakers, and then they showed up all weekend. Two huge wins.
Well, I think the whole week he's been putting pressure on the Lakers to make a deal. They need to do something.
Here's what Bobby Marks, he was on Barton Hahn earlier, and here's what he said he would do if he were the Knicks GM.
I'd go after Bruce Brown in Toronto. I think that would make the most sense, and certainly it would be the Fournier contract. And, you know, do you have to sacrifice a first? And if it is, maybe it's one of those Wizards or Detroit first that who knows if it gets protected here. And I know you're saying, wait a minute, Grandel's out and Mitch is out and you need some bigs and stuff like that. I just think, you know, with Bruce, guys won a championship and can give you more guard depth and play point guard if you had to. You don't have to play him 30 minutes here. I think that would be the perfect guy.
He would be great.
I mean, but that's not the kind of thing we're talking about.
Well, I mean, but if you're getting Bruce Brown, you are operating under the assumption that you are getting back Robinson and you are getting back Randle. Now, Robinson looks like that's going to happen. Randle, the 2 and 3 weeks, and then we reevaluate? I don't know. I mean, we're trying to read tea leaves because he was there for Saturday's game, and I guess he high-fived Hartenstein with his right hand. That's something positive.
I guess so, but that's the standard? That's a low bar.
Well, I mean,
too.
If you got a separated shoulder, I don't think you're lifting your right hand.
Yeah, that's at least a little something. Yeah. I mean, I had a separated shoulder. Oof, remember the softball game that I got hurt in?
Oh, when the Fox 5 vehicle.
Yeah.
When you first started.
Yeah, when I ran into Mike Woods.
Who is really well built.
And I was, that separated shoulder. It gave me such a new appreciation.
Of shoulders.
Yeah, there I am at the City MD. Such a level of appreciation for players who like get a separated shoulder and then bounce back and are playing like a week later in football. It's insane.
So you went to a urgent care quack, right?
Yeah.
That looks like an emergency room.
No, that was at City MD. It was an urgent care doctor.
Oh, okay.
Not a quack, though.
Because you looked like you had a gown on.
Yeah, I had a gown on. They have gowns at City MD.
But is there like a separate room, Don's saying? Is it an emergency area? Or did they put you on a little cubicle?
You never been to City MD?
No, thankfully, no.
Well,
no knock on City MD.
No, they it's just a little urgent care place, and you go there if you have an injury that can range from something super serious to your arm's hurt.
Well, the urgent cares that I've gone to, it always
seems
like not quacks. It's just that if you need an X-ray, you need something serious, they'll send you to.
They don't have an X-ray machine.
No, they have some do, some don't. It depends on which one you go to.
Yeah, mine wasn't that much of a quack. They had an X-ray machine. Please,
that for better or worse, that whole situation with the softball and the injury and with the neck brace, that was Michael and I's entree into you, so to speak.
I was here then.
We
looked him up when they foisted him on us.
Right, but that just happened. But that was right around that time. That was what? That was the summer of 2015.
This is an attention monger.
You had already done your audition.
Oh, I had
in the spring. I was in Tampa for the conference final. It was probably like May. And that happened in the summer. So we were like, who is this toolbox?
Greek, you don't have the photo of me when I did Good Day New York with the full head wrap on. Literally my favorite thing I've ever done in my career to this point.
So when Michael and I are doing the homework, we're seeing images of that. And we're like, God, what are we getting ourselves
into? And by the way, now, and if you knew me and you weren't so concerned that I was a complete hack-a-doodle-doo who's being foisted on you, which, by the way, I understand. But had it been a couple years later, you would have had a great appreciation for the entire bit. Like, Don, it was my homage to Andy Kaufman. It was wonderful.
Now, do you have the fact that the Giants have finally hired a defensive coordinator? Who is it, Don?
Here it is.
You see it? Do we have a text here, a tweet here from Jeremy
Giants
Fowler?
Giants plan to hire former Titans defensive coordinator Shane Bowen as a DC.
Mm-hmm. From Tennessee? Mm-hmm.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, we also have some news. If you heard the show earlier, I was at Laura Benanti's show on Saturday.
She's the performer who you saw for the birthday, and she thought you looked like Tom Hanks.
I was sitting in the first row, and she was like staring right at me for the first
time. And you thought it was because she wanted some.
Right. But it turns out she thought I was Tom Hanks.
Which is bizarre.
So we're going to have Laura on the show tomorrow at 3:30. We've booked her.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yep. Then, how do you follow Laura Benanti?
You can't.
Justin Pugh. How do you follow Pugh? You
can't.
Mike Breen.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's quite a show. But Benanti starts it off at 3:30.
Benanti, Pugh, and Breen?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a law firm you dream of. You asked about Doc Rivers earlier, correct?
Sure, yeah, I did, yep.
About him being coach of the Eastern All-Stars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's Doc's thought on coaching the All-Star game.
That is ridiculously bad. No, it really is. Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. I think there should be a rule somehow that someone else does it other than me. Maybe I'll send my staff, and I'll go on vacation. I'm going to run that by Adam Silver. I think he's Adam's a good man. I think he'll understand.
It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace that he's coaching the All-Star team.
Now, why? I guess because the same teams historically... will go like win conferences or be in first place by the All-Star.
So I think Mazzella was in first place last year.
But to not have the same team back-to-back years, like, well,
it's just moronic.
Go back to Boston.
Also, the coach that compiled 31 of the team's 32 wins
was fired.
Is not there.
Let
Thibodeau coach.
Yeah,
maybe the next coach.
Just go to the next team.
It's
that's all.
It's a joke. Adam Silver has to stop this. There's no way Doc Rivers is the All-Star coach. He didn't earn it.
It's
and it sounds like he's embarrassed too.
Oh yeah, that is probably what he's saying. And when he said I'll go on vacation,
yeah,
he just doesn't want to do it because he knows he didn't earn it. So it's so awkward for him to even be there doing it when it's like, why am I the All? There's an honor to being the All-Star coach.
Yeah, you earned it.
You're supposed to be there among the All-Star players as the guy who earned it. So
it's a terrible look for the NBA.
So you're calling on Adam Silver to do something.
Yeah, he should, and it should be Thibodeau. I'm perfectly Thibodeau wants the time off, but
bless you, God,
you have to.
I think he was really hoping the Knicks would finish in second. And I guess they would have if not for the loss to the Lakers, right? Was that it? Or no, it would have taken more. The Bucks would have had to lose again. But either way, you just can't, it's just a bad. Like, I understand it doesn't happen that often at a team that's second place in the conference fires their coach.
Well, by the way, hold
on. It's just silly.
But we have this week. The Knicks could still be in second.
Yeah, but they have to do it earlier.
Right, because, you know, it's the NBA. They can't do things
last
minute.
But, I mean, I'm sorry. This isn't, like, related to, like, the U.S. government and, like, a war being declared. If the Knicks now were to, like, tie the Bucks, wouldn't it be easy enough for Silver to put out a statement and go, we're going to have... It just doesn't.
Or just give
can't
it to
you just
the
be blunt? Yeah,
Thibodeau might have like already booked something at Bahamar, and you know he's
great point.
Lay there in a speedo.
Great
for five
point.
Days.
Did you guys happen to see Eli Manning rap over the weekend?
Yeah, unfortunate.
Here's Eli Manning. I was told this is quite funny. Here he is at the Pro Bowl.
I'm Eli Manning. Ooh. I'm nice. Tom Brady's the GOAT. Sight. I beat him twice.
Cool down. Cool down.
Why do you guys look so upset by this? And why is someone's alarm going off?
He's better than that.
No, I was getting spam. Spam call.
Why don't do you guys look so upset about the bar?
Doesn't shower him in glory.
What do you mean? It's funny. It's a goof.
I know.
It's a goof, but you know what? The whole thing was a goof. I purposely paid zero attention.
I missed everything.
I didn't. And I'm going to tell you why.
I enjoy it, actually. But
I'm going to tell you who it's for. So... my son came home with his buddy Ollie.
Chuck.
Yeah,
Chuck
after and Ollie. A basketball game. They call them Charlie, the two of them.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're saying that put on the Pro Bowl. I said, okay, put it on. Then they were playing, the time they put it on, it was the flag football portion. They weren't interested in that.
No, who would be?
But all the other stuff, they came back, they loved it.
Yep.
That's who they're doing it for. And the place was jammed.
But I enjoy it too. But
that never lends to it. I think people would want to see a skills competition. I think skills competitions can be fun. But then the flag football just, I don't know.
It's boring.
Who is that for?
I don't know.
But you got to do something. And the game was obviously stale and done. So I admire that. But now it just feels like, you know, what are we doing?
Big controversy, though.
Really?
Peyton Manning's son... caught on mic, you know, his dad was wearing a mic. He said, this game is fixed. They're obviously making the NFC win.
For what?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe they like Eli better than Peyton.
I can see that. Eli's way more likable.
For the people viewing at home, if you have the YES Network, you can see the aforementioned photo of me and the cast at Good Day New York that I was talking about that you guys didn't seem to appreciate at the time. Look, there's me and Stack Guy Greg making our case because I was legitimately
so
injured.
Imagine we don't really know you very well.
And all he screams nozzle.
All we hear
why does it scream? It doesn't scream nozzle.
Because you weren't really hurt.
I what? First of all.
To have a wrapper on your head?
No, that's it was. But why nozzle? It would just be like, is this guy a goof? Is he a weirdo? No. I get weirdo.
I think we said nozzle.
But you would think nozzled on?
Yeah, we were like, this is not going to be good.
And we were right.
We were No.
You know, that's really. That's, you know what? This is who I work with.
It's not a reflection on you, Peter. It's on the more of a reflection of the people in power at the time.
Have your feelings improved on the people in power?
Oh, without question.
Sure.
Love you. But, you know, fresh off
take on sausage?
But fresh off a meeting in which we were asked, do you want Peter? And we said no. And they said, well, there's the door.
No, they said that to you.
Right, they said it to me.
Michael always says, he makes a point to say that it was you, not him.
Right. So, but obviously, he still had no power.
But I've been accused by, I'm not going to name names, a New York starting pitcher of like picking my calls. Yeah,
but you're sort of supporting him in the sense that you're saying maybe if you had put your foot down, they wouldn't have said anything to you.
No, we put our foot down. We didn't want you. And they still put it.
They only threatened the door to me. So now the next thing we see is that picture, and we're like, oh, well, man. But I was wrong. I don't know if Michael's willing to admit it, but I was dead wrong.
You know what, Don, I appreciate that.
Freezing cold takes should do something on that.
I don't think they care. All right, do you want to hear from Saquon Barkley, guys?
Sure.
Saquon. Who's calling him Saquon?
That was...
Kayvon. Kayvon.
Yeah. Here's Saquon on First Take saying that he would like to remain a Giant.
I know how special, you know, the Giants organization is. I got nothing but tremendous respect for the Tisch family, for the Mayer family. This is the team that drafted me. And I'm a big believer of setting the goal and accomplishing that goal. And when I got drafted here, one of my goals would be the reason why, you know, the Giants is back on top. The reason why we're having a parade in New York. And it just haven't went that way so far in my career. And like I said before, I want to be a Giant for life. I mentioned that. I want to be in the likes of Tiki, Michael, Eli. But the sad part of it is it's the NFL. It's a business. If this was my last season, I had a blast. But the beauty of it is there's still a lot left in the tank. And, you know, if I'm not the New York Giant next year and I'm somewhere else, they're going to get a leader. They're going to get a hard worker. They're going to get a competitor and someone who will go out there and compete at a high level to win football games.
He's very good at always saying the things that endears him to fans.
But that's the fact. You know, both teams, both sides are going to do what's best for them. And no hard feelings.
But Saquon is smart because...
Saquon, I think.
He always sets the tone that, like, just so the fans know...
It's not me. If I leave, it's not me.
I want to be here. Even though, of course, he is also the one fighting for the moolah. Right. Speaking of moolah, you mentioned earlier that Christian McCaffrey's mom on her podcast called Your Mom was talking about the suite situation at the Super Bowl and Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and how her son wasn't paying for one. Here's the conversation. Michael made it sound like maybe Lisa was a little like mocking of her son for not being willing to pay up.
Well, she called the money bags.
Here we go.
We looked into a suite, and none of us can afford it. Not even Christian Moneybags over there, and nor Moneybags Olivia. So we are not in a suite. I'll tell you that right now. We did negotiate for like an area. I don't exactly understand what it is, but anyway, we are in there. And probably part of the problem is I wanted 8 tickets together because I felt strongly about everybody being together. So anyway, long story short, they're outrageously expensive. They're stupid expensive. I don't know if it's the Taylor Swift factor, if it's the first time in Vegas factor. There's so much going on.
Now, Lisa, why would it be the Taylor Swift? Are people paying for those suites to look at Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. It's just the Super Bowl. But I will say, you should apologize to her.
No, she said money bags Christian, money bags Olivia.
Now I heard it. This is why it's so important to hear things. She's mocking how ridiculously expensive the Super Bowl is. Yeah. And she's saying even money bags Christian, she's teasing her son for being rich, being like, but even for him, it's too much.
But even for him, and I can see that.
And it's right.
I didn't say she called her son a skinflint. I gave you the exact quote.
I know, but you made it sound like maybe she expected.
But we needed more information, and thank you for playing the cut.
You know, now I know I love this woman. Lisa McCaffrey sounds like a good lady, a good egg, if you will. That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event. And also,
what is your take on sausage?
One thing that Howard Stern says that's so true. Now, I do a podcast. Everybody does a podcast. There's no like vetting. Yeah, and you could be a bumbling fool and have a podcast.
Many bumbling fools have podcasts.
It's unbelievable. I'm not saying that Lisa is, but it's amazing. I'm the only person on earth does not have a podcast.
But remember, on this day.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo. The 5th of February.
Coming up, Rangers pregame. Talk to you tomorrow. Big guest. Let's see you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.